Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the new Kia Ceed SW plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. If you have your mobile phone handy and they're in a safe place, or if you have a pen and paper handy, I'm going to give out a new number. It's because we've been inundated with calls from women about the menopause and the effect it's had on them. And some of the stories are extraordinarily difficult in terms of the experience the women have gone through, but also some of them are extraordinarily uplifting in how, with the help of their medics, they've actually dealt with and the symptoms of the menopause. So it's a mobile number, and what we're asking people to do is, see, we're very conscious when women are on telling these stories, we cannot in any way shorten their story because of sensitivity or indeed hurry them along. Most of them, as you heard yesterday, should get more time rather than less time. So this is a number, if you wish to leave, it's a WhatsApp number, if you wish to leave a piece for broadcast or potential broadcast, just give your name and phone number, please. But the number is 087 1843 709. I'll give it out again in a few minutes, give you a chance to get your phone or indeed a bit of paper. 087 1843 709. Maybe put it in your phone as Liveline WhatsApp. And we're just asking people, if they wish, if they can't get through to our main numbers, I feel they don't have the time to hang on, just leave your message and your story there. And as I say, it's for potential broadcast. So that's appreciated. I'll begin. You record record the voice note, if you wish, on your phone, which you can do. Anyone who uses WhatsApp knows how to do that. Just press the microphone button and then just forward that message to this number, 087 1843 709. Rachel Peake. Rachel, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you? You started the menopause at?
39.
Yeah. And now you're?
44.
What's it been like?
Horrendous. Very isolating, very lonely. Just an awful time in my life to have to go through. Yeah.
And did you know what was happening to you?
No, not really. I only had my last child in 2013, and I think it was around 2015, 2016 when I began having sporadic periods every 2 or 3 months.
Okay.
And then I suppose in 2016 it kicked off completely. Where I didn't have any periods whatsoever. So my mood was up and down. I was having the hot flushes. I couldn't sleep. My joints ached. Everything just completely, just wasn't myself at all.
And isn't the medical line is 12 months without your period means
three.
That the menopause, did it say three? No, I read 12, but anyway.
It's 12 months free.
Free. 12 months free, the menopause has started. And in one sense, that's a retrospective diagnosis as well. But you're a nurse, Rachel. You have three young children. In your job, would you have been aware of the menopause?
Not really, no, because I work in, it's a medical ward I would have worked on at the time, so we wouldn't have seen, it was probably from 40, 50 upwards. You wouldn't have really seen anybody come in with any of those type of symptoms or anything to do with the menopause, nothing at all.
So treatment and response from medics and treatment?
I have to say I went to my GP first.
Okay.
Who kind of bobbed me off a little bit and just told me to go and get myself a diary and log how I was feeling and all that. And I was like, no, not really. That's just not the type of person I am.
Mm-hmm.
So then eventually, after about a year of trying tablet form of HRT, I just wasn't in a very good place. I didn't want to be here.
Okay.
I had thought about ending my life. It was just a really difficult time. And then I just asked her, would she refer me on to a gynecologist, which she did. And I have to say, from meeting her after about a year and a half going through this, I got put onto the right treatment.
Which in your case is a HRT patch.
It's a HRT patch. The tablets just didn't work for me, and you kind of have to kind of try a few different forms of HRT before you actually find the right one to suit you.
It's not like an antibiotic there where one size fits all. So there's HRT patches, HRT tablets, there's a HRT gel, and the patch worked for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And then I had the Mirena coil in as well because I was so young.
Yeah.
I needed that as well, the progesterone and whatever for my joints.
And how are you now, Rachel?
I'm in a really good place at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm in a really good place. Yeah, it's been a tough 4 or 5 years, but I think I'm kind of coming out the other side of it a little bit.
Because I'm conscious that you have three young children, you have a full-time job, so it hits you at an extraordinarily vulnerable time, and it hits you.
Oh, absolutely!
It hits you like a bus by the sound of it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it just knocked me for six. Yeah, like my youngest was only 2 at the time. So I would have had a 2-year-old, a 5-year-old and a 7, 8-year-old at the time.
Okay, as I mentioned, that we're going to take voice notes from people. You just record your voice note on your WhatsApp and send it to us here on 087 184 3709. This is the first one in. It's from Bernie.
Dear Joe, I was delighted to hear menopause discussed on your programme today. I'm 59 and I've had no quality of life for the past 3 years. I didn't seem to become hormone deficient until I was 56 years. Then, as described by Sally Ann yesterday, my life became a hell to be endured. I couldn't sleep. I was a total insomniac. I hold a responsible job and the lack of sleep impacted hugely. I experienced hot flushes at least once an hour, lasting for up to 5 minutes, where I thought I might spontaneously combust as they were so intense. I was always extremely active and endeavoured to continue this, even though I was afflicted with joint pains and painful feet. When getting out of bed every morning, I could hardly bear to stand. The pain would be so intense. I would hobble across the room and gradually this pain would lessen and I could walk normally. However, when I would sit for any length of time, I would experience this pain on standing every time. My feet felt collapsed. It was like having plantar fasciitis all the time. I also gained weight, which no amount of exercise or healthy eating could shift. Then there are all the vaginal issues caused by atrophy. But who wants to talk about vaginas? This is a summary of some of the symptoms I experienced, and this list is not exhaustive. The Irish Menopause Group on Facebook was the first experience I had of feeling that I was not alone in my misery. I was not imagining it all or exaggerating my symptoms. Other women were having similar experiences. It has been taboo for far too long.
Thank you, Bernie. And that number that Bernie used to send that voice message, and it's just for today, and it's just for women telling their stories about the menopause, their experience, because we've had so many calls that we won't be able to get through all of them, but we do want to hear your voices. Liveline, it's 087 184 3709. If you can put it in your phone under Liveline WhatsApp and just record your voice message with your name and details, which we won't publish, obviously, unless specifically requested. But 087 184 3709. Rachel, Bernie said there, hell to be endured was her description.
Yeah, absolutely. I can concur with everything that she just said. Yeah, I have the joint ache, the weight gain, the sore feet. I'm 5 years with sore feet. Nothing that I've tried to physios, you name it, injections, and they're still sore.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll stay there, Rachel. Donna, 1857-15815, joe@rt.ie. Donna, your experience, please.
Hi, Joe. My experience, mine goes back, it's kind of starts in my teens. From the very, very first menstrual period I had issues with cysts, ovarian cysts. Eventually I was diagnosed with endometriosis. And then that was in my teens, and in my 20s, I was told that I would be able to have kids, that I'd have to have IVF, that I was infertile. Mm-hmm. And in 2001, I lost my right ovary. And a couple of years after that, I had I started the IVF journey, and I had 5 cycles in all. So my third one, luckily, a miracle, she is going to be 16 in July.
Okay.
But after my 5th cycle, I went on to have 2 more cycles after I had her, and I had 2 more cycles. And after the 5th cycle, I was told that it would be in my own interest, health-wise, for me to have a hysterectomy, because the endometriosis was just so bad and so advanced. It was actually spreading everywhere. Like that lady there, Bernie, on the Voice, may have had said, my endometriosis was vaginal, it was on the bowel, it was everywhere. It was just everywhere. Now, I know now that I could have looked into excision at the time, and even now there's women travelling abroad having excision. It's the only way to cure endometriosis. But at the time, I'm going back 13 years ago this year, I thought it was my only option. So I was 32 years old and I went for it. I only had one ovary, and they took that and my uterus. And from then I was catapulted into menopause. I started taking the drug, I suppose, that everybody back in the day was prescribed initially, which was Premarin, which everybody, I think, was scared of. It was coming from, you know, horse's urine and all of this. There is a history of breast cancer in my family, so I was wary. But, you know, my bone health was, you know, and everything else, you know, and I didn't even realize. I actually thought naively at the time menopause was hot flashes, and, you know, a bit of discomfort, and, you know, that this magic pill was going to make that all okay. The Premarin I took for a few years, and my doctor then changed it to Femitab, a cleaner tablet, whatever. After yesterday's show, I can only say that I have had an epiphany, and it is like I just don't know what, because I've been taking Femitab for the last few years. I came off it last year because I thought, you know, I'm going to try and go down a different route, because it wasn't working for me. I was still getting all the symptoms. And not just hot flashes, I'm talking irritability, the mood swings, sleeping issues. I would either sleep for Ireland or I can't sleep at all. Low sex drive, depression, brain fog. I cannot hold information. I can't. If you tell me something today, you can be sure I'll forget it tomorrow. I tell my partner and my daughter the same thing 5 times on the daily. No concentration. Itchy. Oh, my God. Itchy, crackling skin is the only way I can describe it. There's nothing visual on my skin, but I could literally pull it off. Okay. That is how bad it is. I have tried every natural remedy. The joint pains, I'm rubbing all kinds of, you know, sort of rubs and different things into it to no avail. You know, words don't come to me. I'll be in a conversation and I will sit there staring into space because the word won't come. And I'm 47 years of age, and I really, honest to God, the last 6 months have been thinking there is something not right here. There's something wrong with me. I have been seeing a consultant in Limerick because it has been talked about that possibly fibromyalgia, because of all the issues and pain issues, and, you know, I now know that the gold standard of HRT is the body identical. And ironically, 12 years ago when I did have the hysterectomy, I was reading a book by Suzanne Summers, who is a huge advocate for the body identical, and she's fantastic women's health and all of that. But back 12 years ago, I couldn't find any. The only thing that was available to me was just what I could get from the doctor through the pharmacy, a tablet, and that was it. So after your show yesterday, I spent the evening, the whole evening, I listened back on the podcast to the show, and I also joined the Facebook group, and I've been speaking to all the women on it. And I can only say thank you to all of them, because the advice, and to feel like I am not going crazy, I'm not insane. It is hormonal. Women, you know, and even Joe, just if I can just really say really quickly as well, just regarding the endometriosis as well, because I know there's a lot of women out there that are suffering with it. You know, you don't have to have a hysterectomy in your 30s. There is other ways of dealing with it. I don't know medics here. It's just sort of hysterectomy seems to be, you know, when you're, I suppose when there's no other option, when they think there's no other option. If I could turn the clock back and if I could have had excision, it is the road I absolutely would have gone down. But now the just to all the women, you're not going crazy.
Donna, what is the conversation you will now be having with your medic?
Oh my God, absolutely. I want body identical. I know that the bloods, having numerous blood tests, really, anytime I've ever had my bloods done, there was never an issue. It could be up today, down tomorrow. My thyroid might be up today, down tomorrow. You know, I've gained 2 or 3 stone. It doesn't matter what I eat or what I don't eat. There's no reason for me to be that size. Okay. My diet, I have a very, very good diet, and I do watch what I eat. So now I am going to be seeing some of the experts and some of the people that the women on the Facebook page have seen. And I am so hopeful and so looking forward now, because the way that I was and the way that I have been, I just thought this was it. I just thought this was part of it.
So you sound like you will be emboldened in your conversation, your next
Absolutely.
Conversation with your medic. Okay.
Absolutely.
Say there, Donna, this is the second WhatsApp recording. Again, recorded on your phone, in your WhatsApp app, so to speak, and then just send it to us, 087-1843-709. 087-1843-709. This is Susan.
Menopause, yeah. I think I've had it for about 10 years, and in those 10 years, I don't think I've slept through the night. Now, I've tried loads of contraptions. My best was a magnet, which seemed to kind of attract everything that was on the table when you were having a meal. And yeah, nothing really works. And the other thing is, I know a lot of women would be delighted, but I've gone from size double D to a G or H, so I'm nearly toppling over at this stage, even though the rest of my body has remained the same. So as I said in my text, the next time I come back, I'm coming back as a male, as a man that doesn't have to go through pregnancy and breastfeeding and feckin' monthlies, and now the wonderful menopause is like the cream on the top. Anyway, apart from all that, I'm in great form. This is Susan from Cork.
And Susan, thank you, because you raised something which we were talking about in the office here this morning. Because 2 years ago, almost exactly, it was April 2019. This is pre-COVID, everything like that. We were overwhelmed by stories from women about how they were treated in maternity hospitals. Now, obviously, it's not the 100%, but the number of stories of the way people were treated, it was really disturbing, really disturbing. And I know it was taken up by the master of the Coombe at the time, Chris Fitzpatrick, correct me if I'm wrong, and he said he was going to use the recordings in his lectures in obstetrics and gynecology to try and bring home to people like simple things. But anyway, we were overwhelmed then. And as someone said this morning, and Susan has reiterated it, what's next for women? We had all the treatment and things that young women go through in terms of the way they're treated in schools and beyond. Then childbirth, and people have got difficulties in childbirth, and the women felt they weren't being acknowledged properly by medics. And by the way, some medics in the maternity ward push back on what the women were saying in Liveline, saying this was demoralising staff, whereas we felt it was just giving people a platform. And Susan made a point, then with childbirth, and that can be extraordinarily difficult. Your periods can be difficult. And now if I'm a young woman in her 30s or 40s saying, is this what I have to face in my when I go through the menopause, that I have to go and argue with my doctor for treatment, which according to the NHS, they changed it recently on their website, HRT is a lot safer, especially for women under 50. Than had previously been recognised. Mary Mooney. Mary, good afternoon.
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Your story, please, Mary.
Well, I hit 50 in August 5 years ago, and the day after, I just hit a brick wall. Yeah. My whole life changed. I became a completely different person. I'm normally a bubbly, outgoing person, very confident person, you know, get on with things. And I just hit a brick wall, Joe.
Okay, Mary, unfortunately, your line is at a brick wall as well. Stay with us. We will get it working for you because it's such an important story. As we go into the break, let's listen to an email from Siobhan, who didn't want to come on the programme. So this has been read by a member of the team. This is Siobhan.
Dear Joe and team, I was delighted to hear the topic of menopause discussed on your show yesterday. Like many of your listeners, I didn't know about perimenopause and didn't know much about menopause either. As with all things in life, we haven't a clue how it feels until we're in the situation. My period stopped when I was 51 and I had a year of feeling great with no menopausal symptoms. Then at 52, the honeymoon was over and I was hit with an exploding bomb. The symptoms of hot flushes, sleepless nights, exhaustion, low mood, irritability, and sometimes raging anger, as well as brain fog, and inability to function normally took over. There were occasions where I couldn't go to work due to insomnia. I heard listeners yesterday trying to describe how it feels during a hot flush, and in my own case, not only was I sweating profusely numerous times daily, but the sweat actually trickled down my body, even between the cheeks of my bum. I work as a theatre nurse, and have to wear a sterile gown and gloves. So can you imagine how it feels to have sweat trickling down your body, causing itches that you are unable to scratch while just wanting to strip off? With the greatest respect to you and all men, you will never understand how this and other symptoms feel. Like many of your listeners and contributors, I was refused HRT by two GPs, one female, at the practice I attend. 3 years ago, I was on sick leave for a short while. It was necessary to be seen by a GP so that I could return to work. I was lucky to meet a lovely locum doctor who referred me to Dr. Deirdre Lundy, who is an expert in women's health. I would urge all women listening today to try to see a doctor who has an interest or an expertise in women's health. I would also urge women to talk about how they're feeling so that this matter will be less of a taboo subject. We've suffered in silence for long enough.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the new Kia Ceed SW plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Women's experience of the menopause and indeed their campaign, their battle, individual battle to get proper treatment. As I say, there is now a WhatsApp number, record your message and it's for potential broadcast, which are details 087 184 3709. Just record on your WhatsApp and then just post it to 187 184 3709. This is Tara on her message on WhatsApp a few minutes ago.
Hi Joe, I'm just ringing about your menopause discussion. I had to give up my job earlier this year due to extreme anxiety and lack of sleep due to perimenopausal symptoms. I had thankfully was aware of the perimenopause, but I wasn't aware that I was a very likely candidate for an early menopause. I'm just 45 and I ended up on antidepressants, sleeping tablets, before my doctor finally put me on HRT. I'm on it a month now and I'm back to my old self. But it's something that women GPs just aren't talking about, or society in general. And I think it's something that we really need to start educating GPs and doctors and women about.
Joe at RT.ie, I was watching last night a video, Dr. Louise Newson, who's an expert in the UK, and she said the NHS introduced new guidelines only late last year, and it varied in different NHS areas. But she's trying to encourage GPs to read in the UK to read the new guidelines. But someone pointed out yesterday, the guidelines in Ireland seem to be quite aged at this stage, 9 years. Mary Mooney is back. Mary, Tara there in her WhatsApp message mentioned feeling really, really low. That hit you as well.
Oh, Absolutely. And it still is with me, I have to say. One of the things that really has affected me is my confidence level has just hit the floor. That's so bad. I'm very independent and I get on with things. I'm not a sit-down. I get things done. And simple as I had to go to get my injection and I needed my husband to come and sit in the car with me. That's how low my confidence was. God, am I going to get there? Now, that's not me. And I'm in the menopause 5 years now, and I can honestly say it's hell. It's pure hell. And I have a daughter. Sorry, John, get up there. I have a daughter, and I pray that she doesn't have to go through what I've gone through. Yeah. Because it's the insomnia. You know what it is? Your brain just goes into overdrive. Yeah. It goes into overdrive once you put your head down. And then you can't even get out of the bed. I'm like an old one getting out of the bed. And then I don't want my kids to see me like this. They know me as I'm a bubbly person. I'm out there. I'm confident. And then the weight gain is horrendous. And no matter what I do, I'm a good eater. I watch what I do. I don't overeat. I don't do anything mad like that. I do my exercises. But it was, for me, it was what was going on in the head. Mm-hmm. That was frightening. I had some very, very dark days, and only for my GP, I would definitely be 6 foot under. He was fantastic. Now, I did go on the HRT for 3 years. I have to say, I came off it myself. I didn't feel it was doing me any favours whatsoever. Okay. It wasn't helping me. It wasn't doing anything. So, and of course, I couldn't have come off it at more of a worse time because of COVID. So I'm kind of in limbo now. You know, waiting to see somebody to see what my next step is. But if I was to say anything to anybody, I'd say, get the help. Don't do it on your own. It's too hard, Joe. It's very hard. It truly is. And I often think about my mum, who had 11 of us, and I don't know how she did it.
Yeah.
I don't even think we were aware of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Did they talk about it?
No. No, never, never. And I'm here now even talking to you about it and getting upset and listening to all those ladies. There's a list of things. There's a list. And then there's the vertigo. That's another by the by. But it's just, do you know what it is? When you're used to being a certain way and it's taken away from you. And the most upsetting thing for me is I can't do things that I used to be able to do. Do you know what I mean? It has stopped me in my tracks from doing things that I used to be able to do. Like, I love yoga, and I still do it when I can, but I can't do it as well as I used to do it. Pains and aches and... But I have to say, for women out there, to keep an eye on the head. That's the big one. Keeping an eye on the head.
But as you say...
Because that just goes into overdrive.
But Mary, you're saying, when you hit 50, almost a day afterwards...
Oh, Joe, I'm telling you, I was 50 on the 10th of August. And on the 11th of August, I hit the floor. My husband, now I have a great husband. Yeah. He's truly great. I can't say anything about him. But he hadn't a clue. And that wasn't his fault. I didn't really have a clue at that stage either. But I knew, I had an idea what was hitting me. And my confidence level just went straight down after that. It got so bad. I live in a small estate. I have fantastic neighbours. Joe, I'd come around the corner in the car praying there wouldn't be anyone else that I'd have to say hello to. Just get me inside, pull the curtains.
Yeah.
It's an awful way to be living. And even as I'm saying it out loud, it's hard to believe. But it's going on. And it's still going on.
And Mary, it comes at a time in women's lives when, as you say, now I know some women had surgical menopause, so to speak, but it comes at a time, like you're 50, I don't know what your circumstances are, but people think, hang on, 50, children might be nearly reared.
Yeah.
I've been up to my eyes, to say the least, for the last 30 years, if not more. I'm looking forward to some me time in my 50s, if you can get it. And then suddenly people are hit by this. By the menopause and as I say, the lack of conversation, and there seems a lack of understanding.
Absolutely.
As well.
The lack of understanding and the lack of communication. And the other thing is as well, when will it end? I just want to know, when will it end? Can I have a date? Can I have a year? Can I have something to look forward to that I can say, God, it's going to be over? But, I mean, it just has been... I would have had 10 kids, Joe. It's been the worst experience of my life, I have to say, and I pray that
you
my
would
daughter
have had, you would have
had,
you would have gone through childbirth 10
I
times.
Would have, 100%.
Wow.
This is 10 times worse. 10 times worse. And I have two. I have a girl and a boy, and we had a lot of difficulties having those. So we are blessed with the two of them. But I would have had more than anything not to go through this. It's been the most horrendous time, Joe, I have to say. And only for the other ladies on the Facebook page, I wouldn't have had anybody to speak to, because I didn't know. You know, sometimes you think you're on your own, but you're actually not. You know what I mean? But sometimes when you're in your own mind and you're in your own house, you think you're the only one. But I would definitely be encouraging people to talk, to find somebody to talk to. Yeah. You have to, because you really would. Your mind goes into overdrive. You start thinking really stupid things. You get a little bit paranoid. The vertigo, the anxiety. I mean, haven't I had my husband sit in the car beside me? It's ridiculous. Even saying that out loud sounds ridiculous. But that's what I had to do.
Yeah.
You know, I just didn't have the confidence in myself anymore.
Okay, Mary.
Sorry, I'm ranting on a bit.
No, you're not at all. Far from it. And you're being, it's a pity the line is a bit better, but you're being heard. And as you say, you're inspiring the other callers yesterday did, inspired other women to come forward. Thanks indeed, Mary Mooney. Now,
no,
thanks, Mary.
Welcome.
Stay safe, Mary. Deborah Doherty. Deborah, your story, please.
Oh, hi, Joe. Yeah. Oh, I'm over the moon at the moment because I'm just 5 days on the HRT and the difference is like night and day. It's unreal. So I was diagnosed roughly 10 years ago with fibromyalgia.
Okay.
And I was a teacher at the time, and when I really knew something was up, I was taking my register in the morning and I was falling asleep between calling the names out, can imagine. And I was having to stop on the side of the road just driving to work and home because I was going to fall asleep. So the fatigue was really bad. So I went on a journey of trying to find out what was wrong with me, and I got diagnosed with fibromyalgia. Now I believe incorrectly, because after 5 days, I don't have any symptoms.
After 5 days on HRT?
Yeah, after 5 days on HRT.
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm on the free hormones that women need, and I didn't even know about this, you know. So I'm on the natural yam-based estrogen, and the progesterone, I'm having a little bit of difficulty with that, but not too much. I'm just trying to find the right one of that. But even without finding the right one of that, it's been brilliant. And testosterone, which I didn't even know that women needed that at all. But we do. It's a really important hormone. Yeah. So you're just really replacing what you're lacking and putting your levels to where they should be. And I'm like a new woman. It's amazing.
And you say you've changed your lifestyle as well in terms of walking and alcohol and smoking and.
I did over the 10 years because I couldn't understand what was happening to me, and nobody ever asked me about hormones. And interestingly, I was 45 at the time when it started happening, and so the doctor, which I understand is very common, diagnosed me antidepressants. But I told him I wasn't depressed. And I didn't want to take the antidepressants. I tried them for a couple of weeks and I had a few glasses of wine and I literally lost my legs. And instead of giving up the wine, I gave up the antidepressants at that time. But I decided to try some lifestyle. So I started going to Zumba. And I remember my first Zumba class was so hard to get through. And I came home and I slept for 2 hours. I nearly had to crawl up the stairs, you know.
Okay.
But eventually I became a Zumba teacher. Then I started practicing Buddhism, because I thought that might help me, some community, you know, and a philosophy. I became a Buddhist leader. I went plant-based. I became certified in plant-based nutrition. I'd done yoga for pain relief, and I'd have to do that 3 or 4 times a day because the pain was so bad. And I became, I started training to be a yoga teacher, but none of it worked. It worked to an extent to mean that I wasn't on a, you know, a walking stick like some women are with fibromyalgia. And I wasn't housebound, but it was still, you know, very problematic. I still suffered with extreme exhaustion, insomnia, all over body pain, confusion, overwhelm, anxiety.
Yeah, the same symptoms again that are popping, coming up again and again and again. But you say after 5 days on HRT, or as you were diagnosed, my fibromyalgia symptoms went. Stay with us, Deborah. I want, there's two more messages I'm going to play from our WhatsApp number 087 1843 709. Here they are.
Hello, Joe. At 43, I started feeling symptoms of anxiety, hot flushes, restless legs at night, dizziness, missed periods, which was unusual. Today, I want to reinforce the call for support. So there is more information and research on menopause for women. This is affecting young women who are being misdiagnosed and receiving inappropriate treatment. Thank you for creating the awareness on this.
Hi, Joe. The itch where you keep scratching until you bleed, even though there's nothing there. The getting into bed in your pyjamas only to get back out of it 3 seconds later, strip yourself, strip the bed, kick the duvet off. Mood swings, the weight gain, the resulting depression, the pains in the feet. I can identify with absolutely everything these women are saying. And sometimes like that, when you can't find the words, kind of like I am now, you feel like you're going insane. Something has to be done.
Okay, and both of those listeners asked for their names to be withheld, but you can still send us your voice message on WhatsApp. Please give your name and a number that we can contact if need be, but they're for potential broadcast. But we will withhold your name once we verify your number. 087-1843-709. What's a 51% of the population in Ireland are female? 100% of those women will go through the menopause. This is another email. We got this from Margaret, and it's read by a member of the team.
Dear Joe, I want to mention the silent side effects of the menopause. Heart disease, bone density declining, leading to osteoporosis and dementia. Me personally, my anxiety was just through the roof, along with depression and thoughts of suicide, the lack of sleep, the mood swings, wanting to lash out, breaking things off if the slightest, I mean the slightest thing went wrong. Not to forget the hot flushes, my relationship with my partner, the lack of libido. Menopause affects everyone around women. My doctor recommended antidepressants, which many women are prescribed in my experience, as doctors are not trained well enough in menopause. When I started on hormone replacement therapy, I got my life back. I am most grateful my anxiety is gone. I was living on red alert all day every day. Half of the world's population will go into menopause. But here in Ireland, why aren't our doctors trained accordingly?
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia eSoul. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia eSoul with a range up to 452 kilometres.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
And just to say to those of us who are contacting us on the WhatsApp and leaving a voice message, when you're recording your voice message, do not be, if you fluff a few lines, just keep going. That's our job to edit it out. Don't worry, it will be edited out. Don't give up because you get annoyed or upset or angry, which a lot of people are with the treatment, or indeed lack of treatment. Don't be afraid, just keep going and we'll sort that out. And that number again is, and we leave it open obviously after today's programme and beyond, 087 1843 709. Record your message, your voice message on WhatsApp, and just send it to that number. Louise Porcel. Louise, good afternoon.
Hi Joe, how are you?
Again, good thanks. With you, surgical menopause, 47, was it? What happened?
Yeah, that's right. But I'm a physiotherapist, and okay. While some of the, especially the lady who had fibromyalgia, said that she is feeling so much better after the HRT, I think that all of the good things that she undertook to do for herself are paying dividends now, as yeah. well as the HRT, which is often used just as a boat to get you across to this next stage.
Okay.
My own story was, yes, a medical menopause is, I'm sure there are listeners out there who hadn't got into menopause and who had to have chemotherapy or surgery that brought on the menopause. And my GP described it as a chemical castration, which wasn't very helpful, really,
yeah,
but it was trying to explain some of the issues. Now, I have to say that as a physio as well, and having done women's health courses, I think that there are 6 and 7 different areas where women can try to control the controllables. And I know the people who have really struggled tried their best at everything. But if you look at your plant-based diet, your bowel health, your breast health, your bone mm-hmm. health, and exercise, which strength training increases your testosterone, which increases your strength, your and evens out hormones. Because remember, it's not always about estrogen. It's sometimes about progesterone and estrogen and the interaction between testosterone and the stress hormones, which is cortisol. So there's a lot to take in. And like everything, I think the GPs do try their best. They try to tailor one treatment for everybody isn't going to work. It has mm-hmm. to be specific to the person. I got through being fit and active person when this happened. I did have to go through anxiety and I did have to get some counselling. But it was so fantastic to speak to a wise and calm older person who had probably have been through this. She had got through this herself. But she was just so good. And sometimes it is about taking pressure off yourself, lowering the bar for this period of time and being able to then enjoy the wonders of your good relationships that you've had, wisdom that you've gained, and to enjoy this time of life. But the controlling the controllables is important and self-care is non-negotiable. But I know the women that have been on, some of them have tried everything and they tore their hair out. So I am pleased that it's going to be out in the open. But I think there's so much that starts with the person themselves and could start at 40. So you could do extra brain exercises. You could do yoga. Mm-hmm. You could do relaxation. You could have counselling if there was trauma that you had that you hadn't processed. So there are so many things you could do. Before, let's say, medicalising the issue and getting HRT, even though that is going to get you through as well in some cases. But it has to be the best of both worlds. If you need the HRT, good. Hope you can get it. If you need some time for yourself, if you need some more support, I hope we can get that too. I hope you can change all the things that you can change.
Okay, well said, Louise. That's Louise Purcell. Rosaline Stewart is in Leixlip, 1850-715-815. Joe at rt.ie, 51551, my chance is our text number. And then, as I say this, if you have a WhatsApp voice message for broadcast or potential broadcast, 087-1843-709. Rosaline, your story, please, your experience.
Hi, Joe. I want to put another side of this debate to you. I am now 74, and my menopause symptoms are horrendous, and I feel like leaving the planet. Okay. The doctors won't even want to hear about it, and they put it down to old age and menopause. I agree with an earlier speaker yesterday that doctors have no expertise in the area generally. I started menopause in my early 40s and within a year was put on HRT.
Okay.
It was the best decision of my life.
Okay.
And it suited me down to the ground. During my 50s and early 60s, I bloomed. I got a job teaching computers in the VEC with a very broad University of Life experience. For my next 15 years, I taught over 1,000 adult students computer subjects and design subjects. I went to university at night and got a degree. I reared 4 teenage children and engaged with the arrival of 13 grandchildren.
Okay.
I was involved in the establishment of girls' soccer in our area, women's studies, school councils, art, folk music and writers' group and much more. Now, I'm not saying all this to boast, but to explain mm-hmm. that I have always been active, involved and a very positive person. I managed to stay on the HRT until I was 65 and put out to pasture by the VEC for being too old, but I wanted to keep on, but whoever.
Okay.
I had to have my knees replaced. That was probably from all the football playing earlier on.
Okay.
And I had a few other bits taken out. Then my world ended. As doctors refused to put me back on HRT, I have tried everything, and I was listening to that last speaker.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone through the yoga. I've gone through all the differences. I've tried all the alternative medications, and I'm still 74, getting worse every day, trying to endure 15 or 20 drenchings a day and night sweats, for I have to change my clothes. I actually have more washing to do now when I had 4 babies in nappies. I have aching bones, restless leg syndrome, sleep apnea, tinnitus, brain fog, vertigo, and many, many more. As I said, I can't take much more of it. And the lady who made so light of it yesterday, let her take one day and night in my shoes and many others and come back and make the same statement. Please, Joe, make this issue loud and clear so that it will be heard. For too many years, women were put in the background of medical history. And to be honest, it was actually the pharma companies. They're really only interested in curing things that's going to make big bucks. Mm. And if you think of it logically, okay, HRT is actually, you know, medication. But if we don't get it, mm-hmm. I have had spent fortunes on other things from my head to toe to try and clear
and why,
what the HRT why, did for me.
Why are you refuse HRT once you hit 65?
Because I was on it 18 years and yeah. there were supposed to be complications with that you might get cancer and other ones there. But to be honest with you, I actually said to my doctor two things. First of all, that I would sign a disclaimer letter that if he gave it to me and if anything happened and I died younger, he had no fault in it. And also I said to him, you know, with my tongue in my cheek, that isn't the pill, what you call it, a kind of a hormone treatment.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I was of an era that the pill was banned and I never took a pill in my life. Mm. Women are taking the pills from time they're 14, 16.
That's right.
For about 40 years. So could I not get the lack of pill years hormones in now as my HRT? I try to.
And is your doctor saying there's an outright ban on prescribing?
No, he wouldn't give it to me.
Well, then change.
And it's not only one
Rosalind,
doctor.
You know this new argument, this new language that's come in the pandemic, and one of the languages is that the benefits far outweigh the risks.
Well, that's what I feel now with that. I would literally sign a disclaimer. Okay. I know the risks, but to me the risks are far lesser than the benefits I will get. And to be honest with you, I'm a totally convinced Christian, I would have dropped off the planet before now because it's getting so bad. I have a philosophy in life and had since the time I was young. There was a Robert Frost poem. The woods are lovely, dark and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. Okay, at 74, I've still miles to go.
Yes.
But the menopause is stopping me because I can't even. I could be sitting in a chair and I could end up drenched. I even was going out just to the shops since the 13th of March last year, which incidentally was my birthday, when everything stopped still. I only went to a few shops, but a few times I was at the shops, I saw people cowering away from me because I was dripping so much and I think they thought I had COVID. And I would love to find some doctor in the country that would prescribe the HRT because for 18 years I was on it and it did me no harm and did me an awful lot of good.
Now, I stay with us, Rosalie. Now, Dr. Deirdre Ford is on the line and obviously, Deirdre, I don't want you to be dealing with individual cases, but just in the generality, is HRT banned for women over 65?
Hi, Joe. Good afternoon. Okay. No, it's not banned for women over 65. There's a 10-year window, Joe, up to the age of 60. So a woman who hasn't had a period for 10 years up to the age of 60 can start on HRT. And a woman who hasn't who has stopped, say, HRT and wants to go back on it has a 10-year window also. What happens, Joe, is that, and this is the way I describe to women about how HRT works in terms of our blood vessels and our arteries. A woman in her 60s, okay, say women over the age of 60, their blood vessels are going to be, they're going to become rigid at this stage through aging and through atheroma and stuff like that. A woman who's already on HRT, and I liken it to they're nice and flexible, like the flex of a vacuum cleaner. So that's how healthy those blood vessels are. Now, however, if a woman over the age of 60 has never been on HRT, or she's over 10 years since her last period, if I decide to put her on HRT, I'm actually causing more harm than good, because now that estrogen is trying to make those blood vessels nice and flexible and soft again, and I'm likely to cause a cardiac incident like a heart attack or a stroke because something is going to chip off. And that's it in simple terms, explaining to women why there is a window off the age of 60. But that lady, that previous caller, Rosie should have been on it. She should have stayed on it until literally the undertaker came to take her away.
And should she, I don't want you to give advice, but should she get a second opinion?
She should, certainly, yes. Okay. And I would say she could certainly look at trying maybe a low dose of the gel or a low dose of the patch just to try and tweak something to get her back to herself again. Because she is still kind of within that window, but she would need to have a consultation to see where we can go with all of this.
And Deirdre, thank you so much. And Deirdre, when you contacted us, you have your own menopause story. Obviously, every woman has of a certain age, but yours was not without difficulty either.
Mine was, Joe, in hindsight now, was horrendous because I'm now heading 61, but I was, in hindsight, I think I was perimenopausal after the birth of my last child, who's now 24. So I think when I was about 39, 40, I could feel a change. I started this uncontrollable crying, this anxiety. I would be in the shower, a cold shower, trying to calm down. My periods had become totally irregular. I think I hadn't had one maybe for about 4 or 5 months. Went to my GP. She did a pregnancy test. I said, I couldn't be pregnant. I said, I'll go to the river if I'm pregnant. Sorry about that now. Yeah. But anyway, I couldn't deal with anything like that. So then she put me on antidepressants. So I took the antidepressant medication for 2 days and it drove me crazy. So I just went cold turkey. And only in hindsight, Joe, when I, discovered that the sweating, I was postmenopausal now at the age of 48, okay? No periods for 12 months. Nice. And I seemed to be, just plodding along, and then all hell broke loose with regard to these sweats during the day. Yeah. The sweat was so bad that I couldn't wear makeup because nothing would stick. As soon as I came out of the shower, I was saturated and my hair was constantly wet. The salt in my eyes from the sweat was horrendous. And I went around for the whole winter in a T-shirt. I couldn't bear anything around my neck. Mm. Everything had to be very, very light. And at that stage, I was working in the HSC trying to roll out the swine flu program for Kildare West Wicklow. And I was working with management at that stage. It was horrendous, and I felt like I just wanted to detach my head from my body with regard to the anxiety and everything. And if I can just tell you a little bit more about that journey. So I did go to my GP, and I begged her. I said, I can't go on like this, and she said no. And I went back again about 6 weeks later, and I said, you've got to give me something. I can't do this anymore. So she went to the cupboard and she found a sample and she gave it to me. So I started taking it and I started to feel, oh my God, I'm starting to feel back to myself again. Okay. Except now I've got an issue that I'm starting to bleed again. Okay. So off I go to a gynecologist who basically said, oh, your HRT is actually feeding that, so we'll take you off it. And I knew myself as a doctor that the treatment was a hysterectomy for the particular condition that I had, and he refused to carry it out. So I got a second opinion. I actually wrote to this other consultant a long letter before I saw him, and I said, I am being discriminated against because I am postmenopausal at the young age of 48, where other women are still having periods, and because I'm postmenopausal and my HRT is feeding it, I said, I'm being discriminated against. Will you do a hysterectomy? And he examined me and he said, absolutely, you need a hysterectomy. Okay. And that was the start of the rest of my life. And since then, Joe, I've been able to go back to college. I've done two master's degrees since. And I've opened up my menopause clinic in the Midlands, and I'm now in general practice as well.
And tell me the name of your menopause clinic, please.
It's called Kayla Medical. And the reason I called it Kayla, it's like the Irish word, the Kayla. It's Kayla Medical, together for women.
Okay. That was very, very powerful, Deirdre. Thank you indeed. That's Dr. Deirdre Ford. We put all that information and contacts up on our website. This is Una, and this is an email we got from Una earlier this morning.
I'm a young woman of 58. I reared 3 kids on my own and struggled hard with the menopause, which started when I was 49. Each and every time I went to my GP, I was prescribed antidepressants, which I didn't take. I got a hard time at work as my mind was just not my own. I was absolutely shattered 24/7 and had no energy or interest in anyone or anything. I did contemplate ending my life, but instead I placed a photo of my 3 children on my bedside locker, my reason for living. I developed osteoporosis only last year and have finally started on HRT. I'm still struggling to get the right one, but I'm hopeful. It's a horrible, consuming, dark grey time that needs to be recognised, acknowledged and addressed.
Thank you, Una. And this is Martina who left a message, a voice message on WhatsApp, 087 1843 709.
Hi, my name is Martina. I am delighted that you're speaking today about menopause. 6 years ago, I suddenly, at age 45, developed severe panic attacks, anxiety, palpitations, itch, feeling very unwell. I ended up in A&E twice, thinking I was having a heart attack. I attended my GP. I also experienced actual severe dizziness. He was very concerned at the time that he thought I may be having mini strokes or MS. I was referred to many various disciplines, cardiology, endocrinology, neurology, over 5 years. Nobody mentioned anything to me about menopause. I've lost 5 or 6 years of my life with my children and my husband. Became very depressed, very anxious, a recluse, lost one of my jobs, lost all my self-confidence. It's really time now for the medical profession to take heed and listen and become educated and end this nightmare for women. Thank you. Bye, Joe.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Deirdre Toomey is on the line. Your story, Deirdre, please.
Hi, Joe. I, at 37 years of age, had an AMH test done, which showed my fertility at a 0.37, which is undetectable fertility. So, you know, I'd been missing periods and hot flushes and between the jigs and the reels, realised when I look back at it now, I was going through an early menopause. By the grace of God, I got pregnant naturally for the first and the last time with our daughter now. And then there was a lot happening between now and then. In 2017, my bowel perforated with Crohn's. And just last year then, we had, with a lot of help, we had our second daughter in March last year. And it's only now I can look back on the past year and realise that what I was going through was not the norm. I used to wonder, was this how a 44-year-old woman should now feel? Between possibly fibromyalgia and also rheumatoid arthritis along with the Crohn's, I used to wonder, will I be able to get out of bed in the mornings between the joint stiffness, the pains? I remember being in Dunn's not so long ago and seeing my reflection in a mirror and thinking, who's that person? And it took me a few minutes to realise, oh, that's me. Things were phasing me that would have never phased me in the past. I was out of work for the year, but grateful of it too, to spend time at home with the baby. I would wonder, were my hands going to work the next day, my feet? And the hot flushes were simply horrific. I most definitely almost went around the twist last year, around the bend, and almost lost my mind. So my doctor here had the good sense to get me a referral, which took a very long time because of COVID, to a Cathy Allen in Hollis Street, who initially was going to do a study on me because I started a menopause at 37, but decided, she just looked at me and said, do you mean to tell me you've had no estrogen in your body for over a year, for almost a year? I said, yes. And she just said over and over, your poor body, your poor body. So we decided no study. And on that day, there and then, she wrote me a prescription for HRT. And I got the prescription the next day. And it was only last week my husband said to me, you know, there's such a big change in you, a wonderful change. I nearly lost my mind. It was horrific. And you know, I thought, oh, maybe that's how life should be. They're simply, I feel very passionate now about telling my friends in their 30s and friends in their 40s that to be the very best version of you as you become an older person, your bone health, your mind, the insomnia was horrendous, the night sweats, to be the very best version of you, educate yourself. There's Dr. Cathy Allen recommended a UK My Menopause Doctor, a UK podcast, which has been a godsend as well from the point of view of education.
Isn't that Louise Newson, I think her name is?
Yes, correct, from the point of educating myself. So I think my friends maybe think I'm a bit crazy telling them, you must read up on this because, it's...
Made such a difference, but...
Thank
you for that, Deirdre, and safe travelling, especially with your two children. Is that right from what you told me?
Two girls.
Yeah, well done. Deirdre, thanks indeed. Bernie, good afternoon.
Hello, Joe.
And how it affects you in your workplace, Bernie?
It's absolutely awful, Joe. I'm a little bit nervous talking to you, but I feel so strongly about this that I had to ring you.
Yeah.
I'm a bus driver, and I'm 53, and I'm based in Watford.
Okay.
And I'm losing so much blood, and I never know when it happens, that I could be on a bus with four passengers, and it just happens. It just floods straight through you, and my company are so unhelpful. There are no toilets available after 9 p.m., and we work till 9:15. If you try and get a few minutes break, a comfort break, you can't have it. I stopped the bus once to use a garage before COVID, a garage toilet, to quickly run in and change. And a customer complained, and I was brought in for a meeting by my service manager to ask me why I had gotten off the bus to use the toilet. It's awful, Joe. I can't tell you how bad it is.
That sounds absolutely horrific, Bernie, in terms of what's happening to your body. And also then what's happening in terms of the reaction. But Bernie,
there are no females I can speak to.
Okay, I'm just wondering.
They're all male inspectors.
If is this an option to get a sick note? Are menopausal symptoms allowed, so to speak, on a sick note? Do you follow me?
I'd have to ask the doctor to write the note. And I'm not sure she'd probably put the symptoms on there.
Yeah, but is it regarded as a certifiable illness, so to speak? In other words, will your company say, I'm not saying they will, but would a company say, well, menopausal symptoms, why that doesn't qualify as sickness, even though what you're going through is horrific?
It is, absolutely. And because the females are not, there are not a lot of females in transport, that the only people I can ring are male inspectors, especially at night time, and they like this. They tell me I can't bring a bus out of service so that I can go use a toilet because what do you do with the passengers? Do you know what I mean? You're sitting there and you could be sitting in a pool of blood, and there's nothing you can do, just continue the service until you can get time. You have to bring clothes with you to change. I lost so much blood 3 weeks ago that my blood count went down to below 8 and they were wanting to do a transfusion. It was terrible, and it's so hard to work with a company that doesn't understand.
Okay, well, would they say to you, is there a safety issue? Because every transport company, their number one priority is safety. And it is because of the what's happening to you is the menopause. It's a symptom of your menopause, yeah.
It is, yeah. It's just blood loss that I don't know when it's going to occur. Because I'm 53 now, and this has been happening for the last couple of years. So I actually changed route as well to be closer to a toilet. But because of COVID, all the public toilets are closed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And are you on any medication, Bernie, or does anything help?
No, I don't. I haven't taken any medication. I've had surgery, and I'm waiting to have more surgery in St. James's, but the waiting list is quite long.
Yeah. And then everything is overshadowed in every angle now by COVID in terms of absence of facilities, as you say. Bernie, thanks indeed. Again, that's Bernie. Our WhatsApp number, if you send a voice message, 087-1843-709. Here's two more WhatsApp messages before the break.
Hi, Joe. Listening to your programme there brings back horrible memories. I started this madness around 40 years. I even went to a mumbo jumbo faith healer where I cried a lot. I went on several days, drove a long journey. He waved his hands around me and asked me if I wanted to get better, and I said yes. And panic attacks, even my high heels, which I loved, I felt I hadn't the confidence to wear them. I didn't want to go out. I kept working, but it was a constant battle. I didn't like the idea of the patches, the hormone patches. Xanax were a temporary measure, and eventually I took Ceroxit, which helped me. And I have come off them on occasion, but at this stage, I just stay on a half one and I fight everything as hard as I can.
Hi, Joe. I have been listening to just a snippet of your show today and I am just gobsmacked. I am 62. 10 years ago, I started with all those symptoms, every single one of them. And after a round of visits to GPs, a neurologist, a cardiologist, and finally a rheumatologist who diagnosed me with fibromyalgia at the time. That was in about 2013, after about 2 years of trying to find out what was wrong with me. And I was on medication for fibromyalgia for quite a few years. I weaned myself off it about 2 years ago. And now at 62, I'm experiencing symptoms again. And I just realised I should have been on HRT all that time. I had a horrendous menopause, really, looking back on it. And we should have been informed a bit more about the extremes of it. My mother never went through this, so I wasn't familiar with how bad the symptoms could be. So now I'm going to go back to my GP and I'm going to ask to go on HRT. And I'm just wondering, is it too late at 62? Thanks, Joe. Love your show.
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. Going electric? Plug into the new Kia Ceed SW plug-in hybrid.
Kia. Movement that inspires.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 1850-715-815.
And as I say, if you want to send us a WhatsApp message with your contribution on the menopause, your experience, it's 087-1843-709. But again, our other numbers are available and also our email if you wish to come on the programme tomorrow and looking at the calls. I'm going to disappoint people today. Apologies in advance. Christina, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
And I know you're a nurse, so you're in the medical world, but one of your main points is that most GPs don't recognise the symptoms of menopause.
Well, unfortunately, I was one of them. And just listening to your show there, one of the girls said she went to a rheumatologist and orthopaedic, which I did too, and ended up with cardiology, and I ended up even with an angiogram, thinking that it was something to do with my heart. And then after that, as I said, the penny dropped with myself, and I went on, and I did my research. It's a I was started on the tablets by my GP, but he was looking at me as if kind of she thinks she knows it all. And I proceeded to get somebody in my area that does specialise in women's health. And now I'm on the patches and I'm on the progesterone.
The HRT patches, yeah.
Yeah, I am. And my whole life now, this is all in the last 3 years.
Yeah.
And in the last 3 years, Joe, I was going back to do extra studies in my life. And somebody said there a while ago, my body was detached from my head, and that was me. And it was scary. And I went into the GP, I said, I'm not depressed. I don't have anything to depress about.
Yeah.
I'm not right.
Okay.
And he said, go back to the counselling. Thank God we have such a service in the HSC.
Christine, he said what to you?
Sorry?
What was said to you when you...
Oh, yeah. At the time, I said to him, I'm low on myself. I said, but I am not
depressed. Yeah.
And I said, thank God in the HSC, they have a great service. If you're feeling low, you can ring up this number and you can get your 3 or 4 sessions free of charge.
Oh, great. Okay.
And at the time, I did say to him, I remember being, again, remember is the problem, being put on the tablet form.
Yeah.
And I went back to a GP, to the GP centre, and they said, we had to come after that after 3 months. I said, why? And I was smart enough to have read my knee's guidelines to do with menopause. And I have to say now, any women out there listening to me today, if they're not on Instagram, it is brilliant. And the Menopause Ireland and all of them have given...
Yeah, we'll your line's gone. We'll post all those details. Above all, apologies to the other one we didn't get to. We will tomorrow. That number, 087-184-3709 for your voice messages on WhatsApp, stays open. Maeve Mooney is our broadcast coordinator. Dave Gibson's on sound. Annette Egan produced. Ray Darcy's next.
Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with a Kia e-Niro. Going electric? Stop wondering and start driving. The Kia e-Niro with a range up to 455 kilometres.
1850 715 815. Stays open until 3:15 p.m. Or email joe@rte.ie.